hi, I was just calling to check on your herpes and see how they're coming along. I don't know when the pustules actually erupt, but I'm pretty sure you're just going to feel some burning for a couple of days, and then everything's going to sort of rise up on your mouth and penis, and then develop some oozing, pain, and then they're all going to crust over for a few weeks and then drop off like smallpox scabs. So anyway, just let me know where you are in that process, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
You can keep singing. That's fine, as I very, very painfully slowly pot it down.
Wow.
Not quick on that draw whatsoever.
Wow.
Well,
yes,
well,
darling.
Thanks for contributing. Well, what are we doing after the show, by the way?
Partying like it's 1999?
No, we never party. Lately, you just leave, though. It makes me feel like a fat girl you've had sex with.
Your mom sent me a message and it said, "Where are you? The moon?"
She worries about all of her children.
Because if I'm not at her house, then next logical.
We don't know what you're up to. You're like an outdoor cat. Like around the house, we know what you're doing. Then you just disappear. And you come back a week later and like garlands hanging out of your butt. We're like, well, where did this happen?
Yeah, what happened?
We don't know. We worry.
Well, I'm right here now, darling.
It's the Papa Giorgio way.
Yep, we know.
You're listening to Papa's Basement.
Oh,
I'm your host,
good.
John Papa Giorgio.
Sounds exciting.
Allison's with me.
I'm right on it.
You can recognize that voice.
Can you?
You can. The audience at this point knows it.
Do they?
They do.
Oh, my.
They know the hell out of it. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you find out everything. Every Monday and every Thursday, there's a new episode of the show up there.
Sounds exciting.
It is. Mm. It's thrill a minute.
I'm riveted.
Bunch of my writing goes up on the non-Monday and Thursday days.
Wow.
There's all kinds of contact links, because who doesn't want to like things and favorite things? Mm-hmm. You go to at Papa's Basement for me. Allison's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N. There's Facebook.com/Papa's Basement to like.
Wow.
And most importantly, iTunes. Click the iTunes link at the top and find our show there. Favorite it. Give it all 5 stars. Say it's the best thing since sliced. Get us up to 20 ratings.
All
We're
right.
at 19 right now. I think we can get to 20. Can we?
I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Where's all your
We get
legions
one a month on average, I think. I don't
all
have
your
legions.
Minions.
I have 4 to 6 fans, depending on the week. And there's no retention of fans. That's the problem. Even the most diehard.
Yeah.
You'll talk to them and they'll be like, yeah, I really haven't listened the past couple of months. So what the hell, man? Should I don't get it. Do you?
That's a reflection on me.
Do you do it? Yeah, exactly. Do you do a radio show like in seasons?
Because
believe me, it wouldn't break my heart taking off a bit.
Yeah. How many chicks have you had doing your co-hosting thing?
Oh, man. Hold on. I'm chewing a straw. I love coffee mixers. I've never used a coffee mixer.
A stir? Yeah.
Coffee stir?
Yeah.
To actually stir coffee. They melt. You put it in the coffee, and then you twist it around the bottom, and it comes out looking like the letter L.
Speaking of that, I could go for some Starbucks.
Oh, could you?
I like Starbucks.
Well, I'm not buying it for you.
I didn't say you had to buy it.
Tough tatas.
I drove past one yesterday after work, and I was like, oh, man. I think I could murder everything in there.
How many chicks have I had on the show as co-hosts?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the very first was Rachel Ohring.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, it was like all dudes, I'm pretty sure. Maybe the first was like Veronica Johnson.
But that's recent. That's pretty
No,
recent.
She's been on and off like 3 different times.
Oh, I gotcha.
So she might have been the first. Then there's Rachel Ohring. That ended really badly because Will would just like abuse her.
Yeah.
I know it's hard for you to believe. Because Will is such a sweet angel. But Will would kind of just heap abuse upon her.
Yeah.
And I would just chuckle my way through it. Because what am I going to do?
Right.
Confront him? That sounds like high comedy right there. William, respect this young lady now. And that was weird because she always called in. She's actually like North Carolina based, I think.
Oh, right.
And eventually I was just like, hey, look, I'm sick of having the phone line tied up. And it sounds like we just have a caller.
Right.
So she left. We had Kate, Atomic Kate, on Twitter for several, maybe a year and a half.
Oh, really?
Kate.
That's a long time.
Yeah, Kate's good people.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, working and had an actual career, and then was like in one of those people's like in four bands.
Yeah.
And then she's doing this, and after a while, she's like, you know what? I kind of want to get my life together and like not be in 5-19 bands and focus on my fiance and stuff. And I went, sure.
Yeah.
What the hell? Do that.
Be a grown up.
You, Veronica, Kate. I think that might be it.
Yeah.
The ones I mentioned, those three.
Mm-hmm.
Were the main ones. I can't think of anyone else.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and then there was a girl named Andy who came on once.
Mm-hmm. But that's just a one-time thing. That
well,
really
she was supposed to be recurring, but apparently I was like horribly abusive.
Really? That's mean.
Well, it was like to be funny. But I guess she didn't get that. So she just like left and I didn't hear from her. And I Facebooked her a couple of days later. I was like, hey, hope you had fun on the show.
And well, it's like...
I guess she interpreted that as more cruel irony.
I just picture the elephant man and everyone taunting him with sticks, trying to pull the bag on
it's
his head.
Why did you say that? Because she did have a hell of a schnoz. Oh, no. But I thought she kind of would have been up Will's alley.
Oh, goodness.
So I was... Because the week before she was on the show, I was actually down in Richmond for Halloween. And I allowed them to come in the studio because she technically had training here.
I gotcha.
And was supposed to get her own show. So she could actually run the board, much as I'm doing right now.
Right.
As I pull the levers and work the steam cranks.
Yeah, I see you. Just sitting there and working that coffee mixer.
My chewy. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Gotta give old bitey a bite.
No.
Okay. So I listened in. It was horrific.
Oh, really?
But I was just trying to toss Will a softball. So I call in. And nothing happens because she's a bad hostess. By the way, they graduate like 10 kids every 3 months from this little training program of theirs. No one does the shows. Like half of them have a show for a month and they're off. This bitch has never done a show.
Wow.
Andy Rose, I think her name was.
Uh-huh.
And so, that's you in the Pantheon right there. You've stuck around a while.
Yeah, but not the longest. Veronica was doing it for a long time.
Veronica's probably the longest.
Don't the fans miss her?
Then Atomic Kate. Why'd you ask that question?
I don't know, because she was a staple for so long. Yeah.
I don't think anyone misses her. I'm not saying that to belittle her. I've just never heard much about missing her.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, apparently her shtick was just reacting to what I said with shock.
Oh.
I don't really remember, because I never go back and listen to the show.
Don't I react that way, too? I mean, I don't know.
Nah,
I mean,
but you play
opposites.
Along. Everyone just said she kind of just went, oh, John, and things of that nature.
I got you.
I don't remember. Because I talk, and I don't, not to sound like a great communicator, but I talk, I don't listen. You could say whatever. I don't really remember your half of the equation.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But yeah, it's weird you bring that up.
Yeah.
Hold on. More chewing.
That's terrible.
More chewing to get done. Whenever I chew, I sound like Gary Sinise. My fat Asian wife, Susan.
Oh,
my Lieutenant Dan Magic Legs.
Oh, goodness. That's yucky. That's your favorite movie, Forrest Gump.
It's so bad. It was the most overrated piece of crap. To this day, I look back. I think as a kid, I thought that was like high art.
Yeah.
Not really high art, but I was like, all right, it's not bad. I guess it's kind of like deep and heartfelt. You look back at that thing.
Yeah.
Like not Triumph of the Will, Nazi propaganda films were less manipulative than Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump could not be more evil in how it played upon the emotions.
I guess. I mean,
Have you seen it recently?
I saw it with some clips of it with you, and we both just sat there and rolled our eyes.
Dumbfounded. Shocked at what they put out there. And didn't it like win Oscars and crap? He got like best actor for that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what he got for it. But there's a lot of mainstream.
He got best actor because it was like.
That I don't like.
His AIDS movie, he got his statue.
Yeah.
And then Forrest Gump, he got a statue. And then Castaway came out, and they're like, oh, polish off another Tom Hanks Oscar, and he didn't get it. And I loved it. I don't know who beat him that year, but they did the Lord's work.
But he really did carry a film. Like, when you talk about, like, people who do podcasts and those kinds of things, after you've listened to some, it's difficult doing that one-man band kind of thing, you know, to make it entertaining. And he carried the whole movie himself.
So you're saying I don't?
I didn't say you don't. I think you do very well. I think you do very well for yourself.
Well, you got a microphone. Say it. Say it, bitch. Say it.
I don't know. But there's a lot of mainstream hype movies that I just don't really care for anyway. So
I think they can hear the clicking of the straw against my teeth in the mic. You know what? I don't care. This straw is so captivating. I know what dogs feel like now.
The English Patient got a lot of buzz, too, and I couldn't stand that movie either.
Never saw it.
Stupid. Glorifies infidelity. I don't like it. It's dumb.
There's no better sex than unfaithful sex. We all know it.
No, that's not true.
No, it's true.
No.
Nice guilty nut.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I mean, I haven't had that, so maybe I am missing out. I don't know.
That's all I had for a long time, trying to finally be on the straight and narrow.
I think you're doing pretty well so far. I mean, being aware, I think, is the first step, you know?
Aware that cheating of your partner, aware that you're cheating would hurt them the same way them cheating on you would hurt you. And not thinking that your cheating is fine and totally excusable, but theirs is unforgivable.
Oh, goodness. I mean, there's plenty of that goes around,
actually,
too.
Processing the golden rule, yes.
No, I mean, I think being aware of your actions and thinking before you do something stupid and, you know, viewing it later on is trivial, you know? So what's trivial to you might not be trivial to your partner.
You know, I've realized something.
Oh, gosh.
There's nothing bad. I want you to put more energy into your voice, though.
No.
I think we're both very low-key.
Step it up a
maybe
notch.
Yeah, just a notch.
You
I'm
did,
not asking for three notches, but one.
You did jumping jacks before the show. I
did. I did. I did.
Oh,
I wanted to get the blood pumping a little. I felt the last show was a little low energy.
Yeah. Talk
and I'm thinking the tempo on this one isn't mind-blowing either, if we're going to keep it real.
We'll crack your knuckles and pump it up.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying here, sister.
Okay. So what did you want to say?
We got a lot of topics.
Yeah.
Not just.
Yeah.
God darn it.
Yeah.
Keeping it clean. I got a bit of peanut at the back of my throat.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't really necessary.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
As was that.
Terrible.
All right. I want to talk first about Always Sunny.
Okay, but I don't know anything about that.
How it broke my heart.
Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, this is just me bitching. I don't know if there's a segment here, but I was pissed.
Okay.
You ever watch Always Sunny, by the way?
I've seen a couple episodes.
What do you think?
I mean, it's fine enough.
That is the correct answer, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyone who venerates it and thinks it's the best thing ever,
yeah,
there's better improv out there.
Okay.
Like Larry David.
Oh, he's great. He's fun. I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm blows Always Sunny out of the water. But you know what? Always Sunny is a fine facsimile thereof.
Yeah.
And it's on FX, which when Always Sunny first came out, I think 12 households had FX.
Okay.
And it slowly spread. Why don't you just say yes or...
Yep. Yip-a-roni.
Wow.
Yes-a-ree, Bob. I'm with you. Same sheet of music.
Allison... Your mother just died.
Yep.
Okay. Just checking.
I want a goldfish. Yep.
So over the years, FX has kind of, I don't want to say built a stable of great shows, but they got a couple that have some sort of traction, like Sons of Anarchy, you like, or you did?
I mean, I just wanted to see what the buzz was about. I didn't actually follow it. I didn't really get into it.
So it wasn't buzzy enough.
I don't like the Frankenstein guy, and I don't like that he's...
Ron Perlman?
Yeah, I mean, he's
You
tough.
Mean Hannibal Chow? From one Pacific Rim.
And then anytime I would see him make out with somebody, I'm like, please don't let him scrump anybody.
I like seeing him make out with Katie Sagal, cuckolding poor Al Bundy.
Oh, I don't feel
with
good.
With her veiny Madonna hands.
So that is by FX? I've only seen it on Netflix, so I didn't know what.
It's on FX. Mm-hmm. I think Justified is somewhat big.
Yeah.
It's something.
Okay.
It hasn't fallen off the map completely. So I Justified's got something going. The Shield was FX's like first anything drama wise. They had Nip Tuck.
Oh, Nip Tuck was good.
Yeah, the
League.
I
think
should start
is that
a big
over.
Comedy.
Have you seen it?
What, Nip Tuck?
Yeah, I like it.
I've watched Nip Tuck through twice. It is so bad.
Is it?
So why did I watch it twice? I don't know.
Really? I've saw a few episodes. I really
it
liked
is
it.
So GD bad.
Is it?
It is bad.
I mean, maybe because I only saw a few episodes, so I think I only saw two or three. So.
It tries to be salacious, but it really can't because FX is looser than broadcast television,
popular.
But it's not HBO. Very is an overstatement. It had numbers. People know the name Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people have seen Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix as well if you want to
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Light the sky on fire.
I got you.
With your productivity.
That's me.
Yes, it is. Was not being facetious.
I'm lighting the world up with my smile. Yes. So what did they do?
They got the bright idea that FX had to be split into drama FX and comedy FX.
Why?
Comedy FX being called FFX.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, like NNBC.
Okay.
That actually sounds like BET.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So they took FFX. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a joke, right? FFX. No, they made FFX, and they put it on top of the Fox Soccer Channel.
Okay.
Because Fox was, at one point, I guess, just cranking them out.
Mm.
And weirdly enough, in this country, a soccer-dedicated channel didn't light the stars aflame.
Mm.
So they shoved FX, Anger Management, the Charlie Sheen show.
I never saw it.
I think Totally Biased with Kamal Bell, Wilfred, The League, all the comedies.
I do like Wilfred.
Wilfred sucks.
I like Wilfred.
Wilfred sucks.
I've seen a few episodes.
Wilfred
I liked
is
it.
So bad. If you like Wilfred, you're a dumb person.
That's what I feel about The Big Bang. I mean,
oh, you're a stem if you like The Big Bang. You know that the geeky one, Sheldon, the autistic, is like the highest paid dude on television right
That's
now?
That's what they said, yeah. I guess he negotiated saying that he was the... I heard that from my neighbors who are big fans.
So. I think it was like on the cover of EW or some crap. I think I saw it in a grocery line.
Stupid. Dumb.
Hey, man, network still pays, even if it's in the turlet.
I don't care. I don't like that program, and I don't think it's funny.
Not
once have I ever seen it and laughed.
I've chuckled a couple times.
Never.
I had a two-week period where I caught like five reruns, and I was like, oh, this is darling. And then I just stopped watching, and I immediately went back to F that garbage and anyone who watches it. FX, though, and FFX did their split this week. It'll be last week when you're hearing it.
Okay.
How dare I say that? You're listening to this live. Pardon as moi.
That's right.
But Always Sunny was set to premiere on FFX.
Okay.
I set my DVR to record it, thought I was covered.
Yeah.
Come home, turns out FFX, because it took over for the Fox Sports Channel, the Fox Soccer Channel, rather.
Okay.
It's part of the sports tier on Fios, meaning it's not even included in my damn programming.
Mm-mm.
Because even though it doesn't contain sports programming, they didn't move it out of that tier.
Mm.
So I would have to pay 15 extra bucks just to watch Always Sunny now. Literally the only show I'd watch, because The League can eat mine.
Dumb.
I hate The League.
I don't know.
The League is the most calculated show.
I don't know it.
I could riff on that for an hour. Don't make me. I could do 30 seconds. The League is literally just what a guy's like. Comedy and fantasy football and decent looking women. So they took a few cute girls, some comedians, and they pretend that these ugly comedians landed the cute girls as their wives.
Right.
And then they talk about fantasy football.
I got
you. I was going to say Final Fantasy, but not that. They talk about fantasy football.
Okay.
It's literally like if they made a show called The Mustang and Dorito Show. Guys like Mustangs, they like Doritos.
Can we throw a beer in there?
Yeah. Let's make the Jugs and Hot Wing Hour. We like boobs, we like hot wings. That's what The League is. It's that calculated.
Okay.
And then they get the NFL, like various NFL players to have these dumb little cameos.
Yeah.
This might shock you. They can't act so well.
Oh.
They just sit there monotone like this. Hey, what up, man? And then everyone has to act around
Dorito.
Them. And be like, Dorito? Everyone, one Mustang. Everyone has to act like it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like they're just killing it.
Yeah, you made me laugh. So.
Yeah. Well, that's my impression thereof. A Nixon impression is hilarious. Nixon himself, not so much.
Okay.
Yeah, so now I'm not going to see Always Sunny because they want $3 an episode for it on iTunes. The shows are 22 minutes long.
That's dumb.
Like, I can see they charge $3 for an episode of Mad Men.
Yeah.
That's like 45 minutes or some crap. That computes to me.
Okay.
You're talking half a movie. You're like, what? What? This is what it feels like sometimes. Sometimes I tell the stories on my show.
I don't care.
Oh, really?
I don't care.
Because you sound like your every breath is thinking, I could do better.
I just, this isn't a relatable topic for me because I don't know it.
Tog pick?
Or
what's a tog pick?
Toe pick.
Toe pick.
That's a skating term.
I'm just mad. It was like the first new show of the season. Mm-hmm. September is the best month because you get all of your shows you want back. You get the NFL. HBO usually tries to drop you something. Like, I think we have what? Boardwalk this week. Kenny Powers end of the month. Homeland's back end of the month. That's a lot of shows I actually give a crap about.
Yeah.
Network shows, if any exist that I like.
I should try to see some back. Homeland. I haven't seen
You've never seen Homeland.
I just saw an episode with you.
I used to watch it with my horror ex.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. She was. But Homeland was good.
Yeah.
So I thank her for downloading that for me. Good show. You should check it out. Looser in the second season.
Yeah.
But not bad. Claire Danes looks pretty screwable.
No, she's got that terror crying face on the every episode and every clip I've ever seen.
I didn't say it was a face for the ages. She's just pretty screwable looking. She plays a dirty whore on that show.
Yeah, but pretty much everyone is screwable for you. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm not going to brag about it, but I'd bang it. I mean, you and Tony had this whole long conversation. Be like, yeah, she's tore up now, but I'd bang it.
That sounds more like my half of the conversation than Tony's half. To be honest, I don't think I'd bang anything. I told you, I really don't go below five.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's subjective. Whatever you think is
five. No, I really have a perfect taste.
Oh, God.
I think I have the most objective taste on earth.
Oh, God. Here we go. The end.
Here we go. I'm just saying, I don't have many weird fetishes that I'm into. Like, if I think a chick's attractive, almost universally, people will think she's attractive. I have very
But you have your own specific taste that's specific to you. You see what I'm saying? Where you think, whoa, she's hot because
that's... But it's very in line with what I think the general population would agree with.
No, that's with mainstream appeal, but people that you just dig on your own... It's something quirky or something weird or whatever.
Like, I don't, for example, the girl from Paramore, Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, whatever.
That's not what I'm thinking of. But
it's the sister. Her?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
She's not good looking. Right. And there's a bunch of geeky little guys and I guess punk chicks who think she's the cutest thing on earth.
Right.
And she's not unattractive.
Right. But you'd bang it.
Of course. Because, again, she's not unattractive and she's skinny and she's famous, so what the hell? But she's not really good looking.
Right.
And a lot of people will say she's super hot. She isn't, though. She just slathers on makeup and has, like, bright red pixie hair.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, Avril. Avril's a good example of that. Avril's not bad looking.
Right.
She's nothing to, like, jump over the moon about.
Yeah.
A lot of astrological stuff today. Stars on fire, the moon. Weirdness.
Okay.
But if you saw Avril in real life, she'd be like a tiny little runty thing.
Yeah, okay.
You'd run up in it. You'd do your business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'd do it.
But I'm not naming unattractive women.
No. But you have a thing for these weird redheads. Like weird ones.
Who?
Real people. I don't know their names, but photos that you send and you say, oh, yeah, I'd like to tear this
gingers.
One apart. Yeah.
But I don't think I'm alone in that. That's one of the more common fetishes in men, I would say.
I don't know about that.
There's some guys who are violently anti-ginger, but they shouldn't be. No. They're wrong.
I don't know. I just...
What? I'm smiling. I'm enjoying this episode. I got my little bitey. Nibble.
I just saw a wild ginger bush for some reason. I just did.
Gingers are good.
Yeah, but when it's all wiry and crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't sign on for any unkempt anything down there. None of that silliness.
I mean, it was like.
I could never operate dealing with that. I told you, I've encountered like actual, well.
I mean, it was like up to the navel. That's crazy.
Whoa. Was I looking at some Playboy from 1958? What are you talking about?
This was
I mean, was it hanging in, like, my Foot Locker as I went to the NOM? What was I looking at where I'm pointing out a bush up to a third rib and saying, this is hot. That doesn't sound like me. Up until now, you had said things that sound like me. That does not sound like John Papagiorgio.
I'm just saying.
Not the John Papagiorgio I'm familiar with.
I'm just saying, that's too much. I couldn't even if I let everything go, I mean, it's not going up past my navel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah, it looks like a raccoon's tummy. Like, it's just all the way up.
It's not good.
I don't like it. I don't like that.
Like, that's just covering legs and...
I don't mind it as long as it's confined to where it belongs and you groom it. I sound like George Wallace. As long as it stays where it belongs and you keep it under control, it can remain.
Oh, golly, Ned. Yeah, but that was rough. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know who you're describing, but she sounds horrific. She does not sound like my cup of tea one bit.
I mean, low-rise jeans are out for that person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the 90s would have been hell with those hip huggers and the low dip, the belly chain getting caught in it.
I mean,
I can see it all right now.
What do you have to do? Like, comb it down first?
I don't know. I don't get how the human body just seems to change in the span of like 50 years. Why did women's breasts look like the way they did in the early 50s and 60s? Was it like foot binding, the way the bras looked like warheads, and so the boob grew into them? Because you look at those old Playboys, man.
Yeah.
Those chicks were scary. I mean, in a good way, kind of. But it literally looked like a football with a nipple painted on it.
I mean, but maybe that's just the kind of look that they were going for. Now everyone's going for...
But I've never seen like a football with a nipple. And I've played with a good deal of breasts. As much as I act like I don't get any, I get some.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never seen someone where I just pulled out these. If they had big breasts, and I fiddled with a lot of big breasts in my day.
Okay.
I'm okay in that department for some reason. They're round. They're like basketballs with nipples. But you look at old Playboys, it literally just looks like they stapled two pigskins to this chick and they airbrushed them. Why, if you look at pictures from the 30s where the chicks had those stupid little ringlet haircuts, like Shirley Temple and that crap, why did their very faces look different? Like the actual facial structure.
It's just whatever's in for makeup and cosmetics and grooming and all that.
The skull beneath the skin looks different.
No.
The whole thing looks different. And
why do you think when we can do like that famous makeup artist who went and kind of redid everyone to look like, you know.
The Joker?
No.
Sounds very avant-garde.
Like Monroe or whatever. It's just makeup. It's just how it's done. It's how you styled your hair and did all of that. So, I mean, everybody's the same.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I was watching the other night Ken Burns' Prohibition.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm working on this.
Gross.
Oh.
Nasty.
It ain't coming out.
Bad.
Being very uncooperative.
Yeah. What about Ken Burns?
I like what you did there. Yeah. You didn't let silence linger. You kept me on track. I hadn't forgotten. I was just burping and chewing on Chewy over here.
Okay.
Ken Burns did a Prohibition special. I'm watching it right now. It's on Netflix, along with his Dust Bowl, all sorts of other crap. They're not called the suffragettes, because that was like the chicks who did the voting. And it's not the abolitionists. They handled slavery. Whatever chick... The temperancettes.
Okay. I don't know.
They are the most hideous collection.
Hideousestest. Okay.
Collection of broads you have ever... I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
They look like Jack Lemmon in drag.
Beautiful.
Really more Bob Hope, actually. I mean, just bad. Jack Lemmon had a mildness to him. You see some like it hot. You're like, eh.
He could pass.
Exactly. Yeah. Look like Bob Hope and drag. Mm. Just filthsome. Mm. Terrible. But they had vaginas. They were women.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I don't think people that ugly exist anymore.
I've seen some. I mean, don't you remember 4th of July?
Yeah. The mutant fair. The 4th of July thing we went to, it looked like Total Recall.
Where they
rolled the blast shield back and Mars mutated everyone.
Yeah. If they took every community, group home, Walmart, 7-Eleven, and just dumped them there.
I was going to say dumped them in a toxic waste pool and yanked them back out.
Yeah, it was not good. A lot of freak shows there. So what else you got on your list over there?
Oh, actually, you had brought up some things you wanted to discuss on air.
No, I just asked you a question.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It sounded like a topic you'd prepped. Oh, you can't handle chewing, John? Is he too laid back and sophisticated for you?
Oh.
His sexual energy crackling about him?
Well, I just wanted to say, like, I dated someone, like, about, I guess, 8 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And the guy, he's tall, he's handsome, he's got a good job. And there was two things that were kind of bothered me about him and not really, you know, he kind of wanted to be exclusive and go out and everything, and I've kind of nixed it. And one of them is because he's considerably younger than myself. And the other thing is that I thought he was stupid. So, but now that I've been sort of single for a long time, and you think, well, can someone, because he was so nice, can nice make up for someone being stupid, or my own idea of someone being stupid, you know? Because obviously he has a good job and he has a career, so he's not.
So what's your concept of stupid? They can't carry a conversation?
They can't track with your sense of humor? He could, and he had a similar sense of humor in a sense, but
in another sense, he was a dummy.
Yeah, like I felt like I could talk above him in English, like I could talk about him in English, you know, and still, you know, it was a lot of deer in headlights kind of thing, you know, like it just was not very relatable.
So what you're saying, 8 years ago, you dated a guy.
Yeah.
And he was decent by all standards.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. You could talk over him intellectually. He wouldn't grasp everything you said.
Correct.
And you dumped him on these grounds. How long were you with him?
Well, we weren't going out. We just dated, you know, so we weren't ever like boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever. You know, it was never an exclusive thing, but he said...
Did you kiss?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you go beyond the kiss?
We weren't dating.
Did he pull off your bloomers?
Oh, so now we're in 40 speak.
Did he unveil all that Fertile Crescent had to offer?
Oh, I don't like that at all. Anyhow, my thing is, now that I've dated other people, I've dated a lot of smart people mm-hmm. who
I'll let
I
you
think
in on something right now.
Intellectually engaging.
Smart people, for the most part, were uniformly wicked
yeah.
and crazy and were bad to date.
Yeah, they're kind of mean in a yeah. sense. I mean, what this guy had was he had the ability to, like, anticipate the needs of others, but not only the ability to anticipate the needs of others, but to act on it, you know?
Who, the nice guy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The dumb nice guy? He doesn't sound that dumb then. He sounds like a dog who could read your mood and cheer you up.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that? That sounds like a Nothing. Good partner.
It does, doesn't it?
You out-thunked yourself, Frank.
I think so.
Now you're alone.
I mean, there's something to be said for nice, I suppose.
A lot's to be said for nice.
No, I think so. Yeah.
I'm experiencing this. A lot is to be said for decent humanity.
But I think, you know, then I wonder, like, if it had progressed or something, then you worry about maybe bored or, I don't know. Just
get a book. How do you entertain yourself when you're alone all the time? Do that. Just in a relationship. You need to be having brunch with Einstein to watch the latest episode of The Simpsons?
I don't like The Simpsons.
All right, to watch whatever you 227. That's more your speed.
I don't like
you and your colored television.
I don't like 227. I didn't like The Cosby Show. Why would I like 227?
I don't know. That's all I watched as a kid, Cosby and 227.
But really, he is a nice guy, you know? So we just started, I just talked to him recently, you know.
You talked to the sweet dummy. That big St. Bernard mongoloid of a man.
Frankenstein. You just, friend.
With his little whiskey bottle full
friend.
Of happiness.
Did you ever see the old Frankenstein?
I know. He chokes out the little bitch, throws her in the river. I've seen it.
He was nice.
Yeah, but he killed a little girl. Yeah, he wants to, like, pet her hair or whatever, and she screams. And then he's like, stop screaming, bitch, and he just shakes her by the throat.
I think you saw a different movie.
Oh. Oh, that's so weird.
Maybe that's what you
just
wanted
saying the
to
word
happen.
Throat made me remember a dream I had like 3 days ago where I choked someone out.
Oh, no. That's not good.
It wasn't bad.
I had a dream I was decorating for Christmas.
Yours is decidedly less violent than mine.
Yeah.
You're a winner.
So what is your experience with the nice? You're in that relationship now? You're in that crossroads? Or have you met someone and they're nice, but they're a box of rocks?
As I get older, I have learned to appreciate nice more. Because yeah. before that, I always enjoyed dirty, like sexually filthsome.
Right.
Not like they'd been around a ton, but that the sex they were into
right.
was just violent.
Yeah.
I don't want to say catastrophic. That sounds like a spaceship blowing up on reentry.
It makes me think of Johnny Darko or whatever. Donnie Darko.
Johnny Darko.
Donnie
the
Darko.
Spanish sequel. Juanny Darko. With an upside down exclamation point.
Oh,
in front.
My.
No, I'll be honest. With more time under my belt, I think you put less stock in. Are they dirty in the sack, like just right. completely depraved? Are they hot? I would let so much go. If they were intelligent and sexually out there
yeah.
and I found them attractive, that was it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I somehow didn't think there was anything that could go wrong if I had those three things in my corner.
Yeah.
But the truth is, a lot can be wrong, Allison. If she's attractive, intelligent, and really sexually filthsome,
yeah.
I don't know if there's a more prone to infidelity type out there.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to look for other screwed up people who can give it to them just as dirty as you can.
Yeah.
And they're attractive enough to get it.
Yeah. I think there's this thing going around, this image.
AIDS?
No. And it said something like, you see a hot chick or whatever, and you the three words are
a triangle. Yeah,
yeah. It's like hot.
It's I think like it's hot, intelligent, and stable, or something.
Single,
that
single.
Oh, and single. I've seen permutations.
Yeah,
right, pretty much.
So, and it's like pick two.
Yeah,
like you can't have all three.
You kind of can't.
Either she's hot and single, or she's, you know, hot and smart, but she's not single, or you know, whatever.
Yeah. See, I don't like that one because you can always make someone single.
That's right. Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
Exactly. We can treat it like the Latin Americans treat their soccer and kill someone. And then bam, empty goal.
Oh, goodness. But, no, but I mean, myself, I've always been attracted to nice guys myself as a general rule. But
your ex-husband was a massive prick.
I mean, he was at the end, but he was a nice guy. Anyone who meets him now, anyone who met him then, I mean, I didn't marry him because he was a butthole. He was very nice, and he was able to anticipate the needs of others, and those were his endearing qualities, and he was extraordinarily bright. Yeah, he was only making $6 an hour when we met, but he was working two jobs, and he was in the military, and he was a flight examiner and blah, 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 you know?
So wait, he was working two $3 an hour jobs?
No, he had his civilian job paid six and change.
Okay.
But he was in the military, so he had a military career as well. So, yeah. So he was smart. And anything, he was the type of guy that when he would go out somewhere and let's say people were playing pool, he'd say, oh, I haven't played pool in 10 years. And yet he'd go, like, how do you do this or how do you do? And it was almost like he was a pool shark or something because all the balls were going in the thing.
Well, was he?
No, he was just very gifted, and he learned.
I mean, it's like if he
quick learner.
Turn on Metallica's Black album, I'd be like, "Oh, wherever I may roam, it's been so long," and I'd know every lyric. I mean, I don't really think you're describing a unique talent here, but okay.
No, but I mean, it was bowling, it was golf, it was whatever. He could never have played ever in his life, but he'd pick it up so quickly. And he was one of those ones that wanted to just like we worked the same job. And normally it takes people 3 months to train, you know, to do this job. He was doing it on his third day. Like, he was just extraordinarily bright. He was top of his class, blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't a box of rocks. But when it went bad and when it went down the end, the things that he was bad with was money. He was not good with money. And that was my issue at the end, you know.
No, he's good at stealing your money. I mean, he's very good at that, apparently. So I don't know what you're talking about.
But I am attracted to nice. And this guy was very nice. And, you know.
You just didn't think he was bright. I think you should have kept him around at least.
But he was also much younger. So that was the other
thing. How young? How old were you?
I mean, he was 11 years younger. I mean, he still is because he's alive.
You could have said that faster. You're like, he was 11.
He still is. He's still
11. Still pause. Years younger.
He still is. But he had a career then, and he has a career now. You know, he's successful in what he does. So, yeah.
So he's 11 years younger than you, you said?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 50. you're 40, so he's 29. And when were you dating?
When he was 6.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know. Let's see. Eight years ago.
So 32 and 21.
Oh, God. Was he 21?
Yeah.
I think he was older.
I was about to lay into you for that, but I suddenly realized I am in the glassiest of glass houses. So.
That's identical. Is it not?
Might be going a little younger. Might have you beat by a couple months, buddy.
We're laughing because that's...
We're both perverts. There you go.
Because that's John's current situation.
Whatever.
No, it's fine enough.
Exactly.
Nice.
I'm male. Completely excusable.
Why? Was all this extreme cougar stuff going on? I mean...
You weren't going young enough. That's what you're saying.
I don't know.
To be like one of those teachers.
Gosh, was he 21? I think
you
he
said
was
11 years and 32. I can do simple math. I might not be like your ex-husband smart, but I can subtract 1 and 1 from 3 and 2.
It seems like it's about 8 years ago. I mean, I don't know. It seemed like he was older than that. I want to say 24 or something.
You just gave me two figures that sounded pretty immutable. 32 and 11 years younger.
Regardless, I know. It's bad. He's 30 now, so.
Oh, okay. So again, like those teachers who get 22. Out of jail, and he's 22 now.
He was 22. God, that's young. Oh, I made a smart choice.
Whole life ahead of him. Could have had all that is Allison.
Oh, but he is tall, and he's handsome, and he's got a good relationship with his mother, which I think is, you know.
Sounds like me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have a different kind of...
height. Yes. Not traditionally defined, but...
Oh, goodness. Anyhow, there you have it.
We did have it.
So, I guess nice is what we've decided, that nice is enough to make up for someone's lack of intellect, or what we think is smart, I guess.
Again, you didn't. I get what you're saying. He just couldn't talk with you on your level, but he didn't sound dumb.
No, I mean.
And I guess there was a time where that would have bothered me. And now I realize, just chill out. Enjoy someone's companionship.
Yeah.
We're all going to die very soon. Just be happy someone willing to put up with you.
Just find someone that you don't mind being in a bomb shelter with.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who, if it came down and you were trapped in a fallout-soaked hell, they wouldn't use the last can of peaches to kill you and then eat all the peaches and then your corpse. Someone who just split the peaches.
I know. He'd actually give me the peaches. He was just that nice of a guy.
And then he would just let himself starve so that you could feast upon him.
No, he's nice. He's nice. He's handsome. I can show you.
You just keep saying the same things over and over. I get it. He's apparently nice and handsome.
I don't want to think about him being 21.
He was.
Oh,
he walked up to you and went, 4 years, I can rent a car.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. Yikes. Okay. That's enough of that.
Is it? Are we ready?
I don't know. What else you got on there?
We can ask about my wiping.
Yeah, let's ask about it because that's ridiculous. There's no adults that have this problem except for you or someone who has special needs.
This is not like your handsome tall ex.
He wasn't my ex. Oh, my husband, you mean?
No, no, the nice guy.
Oh.
Doesn't he count as an ex, even if he just dated, kind of?
No, we just dated. We were pals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. This isn't said to be, like, shocking or, again, scatological, anything like that. I have a very real problem.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Allison.
Okay.
Where I will evacuate my bowels.
Correct.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Nice and technical. Sound like a shark.
Yes.
I will evacuate and I will tend to my cleaning.
Right.
And I will wipe and wipe to my heart's content and everything's fine.
Yeah. You should have started this story differently, but go ahead.
How should I start it?
How about you start it when you have to pause a movie halfway through and say, hey, I've got cleanup round two.
Well, I was going to get there. This isn't Memento. I put things in order. We don't start with me wiping for the third time. We start with the act of me evacuating.
Nobody does this. Unless
and then I clean up.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, 20 minutes later. I
Not 20. Sometimes it's like that was morning.
4 minutes.
That was like morning activity after your morning coffee. And we're watching a movie at 5
o'clock. For whatever reason, I can find myself about 20 minutes later realizing that I have to clean up again. And it's not like I am... It's not like I'm crowning or anything back there. I just realize that for whatever reason, I'm not fresh again. And I go and I clean, and I'm certainly needed it. And
why?
This can happen one or two times after
Never.
The initial cleansing.
Why, though? This does not make any sense. If you wipe the first time
till
there's no trace, then you're good.
Apparently not. Like, as we say this right now, I need to go for a cleaning.
But maybe you weren't done going to the bathroom.
Maybe. That could be it.
Why don't you just stay in there till the job is done? Sometimes you've gone in there and you're like, oh, man.
I've given all I can give.
I've got to break a log off. But you come out of the bathroom faster than Superman. And I'm thinking,
pride myself in my speed in that department. I don't like to linger.
Yeah, but maybe you should finish.
When you really think of what is going on in that situation,
you're
sitting naked, which, first of all, not a lot of people. Like,
in a clean, safe environment.
I don't want to say toilet seats clean. I thought it was like the incarnation of filthy.
No, your cell phone is. A toilet's probably cleaner than your phone or your remote control.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
But one seems dirtier. But if I described there's a chamber where you're forced to remove your pants and sit inches above your own waist, which is being suspended in water, as the fragrance of it filled your nostrils because the door is shut, you would be disgusted.
Yeah.
And you would want nothing more than to get the hell out. Yet somehow, because it's just exited the body, it doesn't bug people as much.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I mean, I don't hang
like,
out
I
in there.
Like, I can process what's going on. Now, do you think part of it, again, I'm putting this out there.
Yeah.
No judgments.
Okay.
Just information for me.
Right.
Do you think part of it is the fact that I don't just, like, sit to wipe? I kind of, like, get up a little bit.
Oh, this is not good. That's closing doors.
Is that it? Am I pushing things back inside, you think? Like, to stand up, is that kind of shoving things that weren't meant to be shoved inside? And then
I just
I'm walking
don't think
around,
you're getting all
back.
The way in.
Well, are you supposed to, like, go in? I thought you kind of just wipe the face. I didn't realize, like, you know, if you're eating a messy spaghetti dinner, I thought you just wiped the sauce off your mouth. I didn't think you had to take the napkin and shove it down your throat. Is that what happens?
I don't, but the thing is that your cheeks are together right now.
Yeah.
When you're sitting there, they're open.
Okay.
Like, if I was cleaning up after someone, I wouldn't just lay them flat and then just wipe whatever I could move. I lift up the cheek and you have to clean in there.
Well, I mean,
that's part of peri-care.
I get in there.
I don't know.
I can feel that I'm touching that area. It's not like I'm brushing my coccyx and going all done. Maybe the standing does it, but I never got how someone could not stand in that position. Because, like,
any woman who polishes your knob should get a medal.
Oh, no, I clean all the time. Don't get me wrong. I shower multiple times a day. I try to. And I also keep very clenched when receiving that act. So nothing's escaping in the scent department.
Oh, golly.
It's not like I'm sitting there like Burt Reynolds on the bearskin rug, one leg cocked with it all fanned.
Oh.
Going, drink it all in, m'lady.
I just picture a fan coming from behind and breezing up.
Like Marilyn Monroe over the grate.
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't think, why aren't you just seated to do
that? Because that seems so gross. Your arm goes between your legs. You've taken a whiz, so you're probably getting urine up and down your friggin' forearm. You're reaching, like, I don't know about the depth of everyone's toilet, but it sounds like you could miss and just put your hand into your waist. I don't get it.
Who stands up to wipe? That's crazy.
I don't, like, stand up, like, saluting Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. I kind of just, like, hover like a Japanese man over their seatless toilets.
No. Then maybe just, maybe you should go the route your brother goes and just invest in wet wipes. You know?
I use his wet wipes. They don't, it's the same effect. I'll wet down toilet paper.
No,
use that.
that's not even a good idea, because toilet paper wasn't meant to do that. You know, you wouldn't clean up your kitchen counters with toilet paper, wet them down. They're all going to break apart.
I'm not wiping my kitchen counter, Alice.
That's even worse.
I'm wiping exactly the surface toilet paper was intended for.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be wetting it. Then it crumbles and disintegrates and it's not going to do a good job, you know?
I guess.
You want a washcloth with a bunch of holes in it?
You know what? I literally, this is all I'm looking forward to in my life now. We're going to sit around.
Yeah.
And the next time it happens, I'm not going to get up. I'm going to master this weird art of sitting and wiping that you're apparently a fan of.
I mean, I think everyone does. I mean, unless you're a child.
I'm in the minority. I get this. But I think we're a silent minority. Like, there's more of me out there than we let on.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, there's all different, I'm sure, but this just doesn't seem proper. I mean, and we call you a smart man, and here I am telling the nice guy that he's Frankenstein box of rocks, but
and
I bet
you're describing how to wipe to me.
Oh, goodness.
I think we can punch out there.
Okay.
I don't think there's much to discuss. I apparently never learned to wipe proper.
I'm going to ask your mom.
No, or yes, I don't care. Whatever. Allison, thank you for joining me for
this episode
as well. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Allison over here, if you want to get a hold of her and harass her, because why wouldn't you? It's at Allison Frank, ALLIS0NFrank. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for my writing and a new episode of this show every Monday and every Thursday. All of our contact links are there, like facebook.com/papasbasement, as well as the iTunes link. Find the podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
Subscribe using Droid, iPhone, it doesn't matter. Give us a 5-star review, please. Write something kind and actually click the subscribe button for the podcast. You don't have to download it. Just click subscribe for our numbers. And that is it.
All right, darling.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
There you go. Two good intros.